Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Happy March! Boys and girls, we're going to do a bunch of different things today, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Brown. Just kidding. I'm writing Mrs. Oldham because that is my name. You may put down your pencil. We are going to color first. That's how we do it. If you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture, a lovely March picture. Spring happens in March, by the way, and I just can't wait for it. Super excited it's here. So here we go. Will you please color the cap? Cap. Cap on the boy's head red. Any kind of red will work for me. Please color his cap red. Now you tell me the sounds in cap. I already sounded it out for you. Now you did it. You do it. Ready? Mm-hmm. I kind of gave you the first sound. Let's do it one more time. I'm going to say mm, and you say the sound that it's supposed to be for cap. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. K-app. All right. Take away the k. And change it to What do we got now? Map. All right, put down your red crayon. Now I want you to look for this picture. Ready? Bird. 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 Boys and girls, let's count the birds. We're not going to color any yet. Count the birds. One, two, three. There are three birds. I want you to look for the bird between the girl and the boy. Do you see the bird between? Okay, color that one a light green color. A light green color. Bird begins with what sound? What sound does bird begin with? B, b. What sound does bird end with? D, d. Bird. All right, now I colored my bird light green, but now I'm going to give him a little orange beak. Beak begins with what sound? B. So bird and beak both begin with B. All right, do you see the bird flying in the air? It's flying, it's flapping, it's going. All right, let's color that one. Let's make it a pretty blue color. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon, a pretty blue color. What about fly? This bird is flying. What letter sound does fly begin with? F. And what about flap? F, exactly. Both of them begin with F. All right, I colored him blue, but I'm going to give him an orange beak. There is one bird left. He is on the fence. All right, let's color that one yellow. Find your yellow crayon and color that little bird yellow. I guess it's kind of like a chick, but I mean, because I'm coloring it yellow, but you know what I mean. All right, and I'm going to give him a little orange beak too. So we have, how many birds did we have? Three. So we have two birds on the fence and one in the air. Two and one make three, you got it. Let's move on. Ready? We said flap and fly begin with what letter sound? Flap and fly. Yes, F. Can you find something else in our picture that begins with F? Fence. Is there anything else in our picture that begins? Flower. Is there anything else in our picture that begins? Frog. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's count all the flowers. All right, start counting the flowers. Touch them with your finger. I'm going to touch the one in the girl's hand. One, two, three, four, five, six. I count six flowers. Let's do it one more time. One in her hand, one by her shoe. One and one make two. One by the frog, three. Two by the fence, four, five. And a tall one by the fence, six. Okay, six flowers. Let's color the one in her hand purple. The one that the girl is holding, any kind of purple. Flower, frog, fence, all begin with the letter F. All begin. Now, what a flower. Flower, a girl like me likes flowers. All right, I'm finished with that one. I'm going to ask you a question, but I got distracted. Please put down your purple crayon. Do you see the flower by her shoe? Not the one by the frog. The flower by her shoe. Let's make the inside of the flower yellow. Color that little part yellow. And then let's color around it pink. Do you have your pink crayon? Can you find your pink crayon? I can't find, there's mine. Color the rest of it yellow. I mean pink. Oh my goodness. What I was going to say was, what letter sound do you hear at the end of flower? What's the ending sound of flower? R. Okay, do you see the flower by the frog? Let's color the inside part of that yellow. But let's color the outside of it orange. Let's make the outside of it orange. Let's count the petals on these. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six petals on those flowers. I like them. I think they're daisies. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. All right. Do you see the two flowers super close together by the fence? They're tulips. Tulips begins with the letter T. Let's color the tulips purple. The two close together by the fence. These are tulips. Tulip begins. What does tulip end with? P. All right, and then do you see the big flower? Not half of it, but a little bit is behind the fence. Let's color that one blue. Any kind of blue will work for me. I found my actual blue. It's not blue-green and it's not blue-violet. It's just actually blue. And then take a couple of seconds to go back and color in the stems if you need to. And like the little leaves next to them. I'm going to do that really quick to make it like pretty. Okay. And then the little daisies don't have stems. Oh, but she's holding the flower with a stem. So I'll do that stem. Okay, you may put down your crayons. Here we go. Ready? What's this word? B-O. Bow. Boys and girls, she has some bows in her hair. How many? Count them. Two. One and one make two. One plus one is two. Let's color the bows in her hair. Let's do red, some kind of red. I'm going to do my red violet. Haven't used that yet, so I'm going to use my red violet. Bow. It only has two sounds. B-O. But it is spelled with three letters. B-O-W. It is spelled with three letters. B-O-W. Can we give her some brown hair? Brown hair. Give her some brown hair. What letter does hair begin with? H. Hair begins with the letter H. All right. I kind of got distracted. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't know if it's because it's a little bit late where I am and I'm a little bit tired, or maybe I'm a little bit hungry, but I meant for us to color something else that began with F, and I forgot. I just did the flowers and kept on going. So we're going to color her hair. You should be coloring it brown. I'm almost finished. And then we're going to go back because I did have a plan. I did. Okay. Ready? What is the biggest thing in our picture that begins with the biggest thing in our fence? We're holding, or at least I'm still holding, my brown crayon after I colored her hair brown. Will you please color the fence brown for me? Thank you. I appreciate it. It looks like spring in this picture. I like spring because I'm not cold. And when I'm not cold, I tend to be happier. I like spring. Boys and girls, I should take it on the road. I just made that up. All right, fence begins with the letter F. And fly begins with the letter F and flap. Coloring my fence. Whoa, this is a big fence. My hand is kind of getting a little bit tired, I'm just telling you. But this is called listen and learn. And since we're listening, and since I made a mistake. And since I asked you to color the fence, well, by golly, we are going to do it. All right, here we go. Hang in there with me. You got this. If you're already finished with your fence, you might need to go back and color it a little bit more. You might have hurried, and it might be a little scribble scrabbly, and I bet you could do better. I'm almost done with my fence, but not quite. But I'm almost done. So hopefully you're almost done. If you're not almost done, you might be taking a little too long to color, and you need to catch up. Okay, here we go. Let's take 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your brown crayon. Okay, what about if you look at our picture and we see frog? Frog. What color should we color our frog? You got it. Green. Go ahead and color your frog green. What? We know it starts with f, but what does it end with? What letter sound does frog end with? G. Frog. And what if we took away the fr in frog and changed it to l? Then we would have log. Good. All right. I'm almost done with my frog. I'm going to leave his eyes alone. 3, 2, 1. Will you find your pencil and pick it up? We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Okay. Do you see the bird? What letter sound does bird begin with? B. Letter B. You can write a capital or a lowercase. I'm doing a lowercase. Scoot over. What about fence? What letter sound does f? F. Go ahead and write the letter F. Scoot over, don't write F for flower. Don't do it. Listen. What letter sound does flower end with? Flower. R. Go ahead and put an R. And then don't put k, cap. We're going to put the last sound in cap. What's the last sound in cap? P. Put the letter P. Okay, I see a sentence. I'm going to read it to you, and I would like you to touch those circles with your finger while I read it to you. Ready? Touch the circles under the word as I say them. The flower is red and blue. Now let's do it again. You touch and read it with me. The flower is red and blue. Last time. The flower is red and blue. I want you to look for the word flower. Flower, it begins with F. And I want you to color with your pencil the circle underneath the word flower. Fill in that circle, fill in that bubble. The flower is red and blue. Now look for the word and. And. It begins with the letter A, A-N-D. Will you fill in the circle under the word and? Fill in that bubble. Now let's count those bubbles or those circles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That means there are 6 words in our sentence. The flower is red and blue is six words. Okay, ready? Last word I want you to find. Is. Circle or fill in the circle under the word is. It has an I and what else? S. So boys and girls, you should have colored three circles. Flower starts with an F, F-L-O-W-E-R, is, I-S, and the word and, A-N-D. Got it? Okay. Scoot down to the cloud. See the cloud? I want you to draw with your pencil seven raindrops falling. Just do it with your pencil. Seven raindrops falling from the cloud. Okay, double check that you've got seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I'm good. Let's write the number seven on the cloud with your pencil. Write the number seven on the cloud. Okay, scoot over. This is called a part whole mat. The first part has how many counters in it? One, two, three, four. And the other part has how many counters in it? One, two. Trace those counters with your pencil for me. One, two, three, four, five, six in all. Will you write a six in the box up top? That's the whole number. That's the whole amount. Four and two make six. Now scoot over. We have some cute little ladybugs with spots. Let's count the spots. Ready? And I want you to put an X on them while you count them. Just draw an X over the spots. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Well, you read a nine between, up kind of in between the ladybugs. It can be between their heads. The number nine. There were nine spots in the on the ladybugs all together. Boys and girls, we gotta go. This lasted a long time. It was super fun. I'm so glad you joined me. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.